Let's press record, it's fine.
Yeah. So who are we, James? Come on, you said you were going to deny you're eating.
Oh, I do. Hi, I'm James from Devil and Casey Jones. We're going to talk about the album we did in a day. Album. Devil and Casey Jones versus album A Day. And we're just going to go through the tracks and give you sort of commentary on where the ideas came from. And
witty and amusing anecdotes, sort of isn't it?
It is our crowning achievement, I think, as shown by the fact that it was brought up when we played Arts Fest. We didn't tell them what our career highlight was, so they said.
Well,
they recorded an album in a day, 24 songs in 24 hours, which was better than one of the other bands who had like X many fans on MySpace.
Which other band would that be?
I don't know. There was another band. I forget their name. There are so many of them.
Yeah, and they're all so.
We
awesome.
Should sort of. You should say who you are. Who are you?
Hello there.
What's your name?
hello there. I'm Alex from Devil and Casey Jones.
I'm James, and
you already said that. I know. I'm Chris.
I know.
And I'm Pan Left.
You think.
Who are you?
I'm Owen, and I'm Pan Right.
I'm Alan, and I play bass.
Shall we get the train rolling?
Yeah, just start.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. You say
From time to time, you may hear certain rustlings, clankings. We're all just eating here.
That is what we said.
Put it on random place, make it more interesting.
No,
because there's an order to it, isn't there? Structure.
Certainly.
Okay.
So this is the album we recorded in 24 hours. 24 songs in 24 hours.
What's it? Guitar versus the sinuses. Yes. And the whole intro. Was because of the buzz box, because I wanted to use it on something.
A guitar pedal. Yeah. Writing songs based on guitar pedals.
Exactly.
That, I feel, is the essence of the 24-hour album.
Wasn't this bit symbolising the sun, the big sort of...
Yeah, I think it is.
Explosion.
And
here we go.
So yeah, we kind of went round and everybody chose a title each. And it was something versus something. I don't know why I thought guitar versus something. I wanted something to fight the sun.
Yes, indeed. As do we all.
So that would be a fair battle.
Man's natural enemy.
Still need Steve Wright.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's your chance to add it.
There was originally a throwaway line in this song about the guitar. Who was piloting the guitar? Imagine the guitar flying like a spaceship towards the sun. Who was it piloted by? Steve Vai, is the point.
I thought it was lame, though, that's why.
It was edited, it was cut from the album.
James Fox, Jeremy.
But it is recorded, isn't it?
There is a recording of it. And really, when you listen back to it, it was probably a good call.
Yeah.
To cut it out.
But yeah, I was, when we did the song, this is the point where I thought we could pull it apart. I thought we could. But I didn't think it would be like
it's catchy.
Proper songs. You know, I thought we were going to do it and it was going to be like this.
Yeah. Little very.
This is the bit where the guitar hits the sun.
It's just. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this marked the first time I played saxophone while recording this album. First time I played saxophone in about 7 years or something.
And the next song marks the second time.
Yeah, indeed. So that was Chris's call.
My first time on keyboard. Yeah,
That was pretty much Chris's call.
Obviously.
It's the way we did it. The vocals and the sax went on at sort of 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning,
something like that. We started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have a picture of you recording vocals at 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning. There we go.
It was bad.
I was
rotting teeth.
Yeah.
Conking out sort of thing. Oh, the next one. Okay, New Orleans versus techno.
So tell us about it, James.
Well, it's deep and meaningful. No, it's just basically I like the beat, so I thought what would be an opposite of New Orleans, sort of techno, isn't it? So,
and you know, I played the techno keyboard.
Oh yeah. It's
a little Casio.
I played the New Orleans saxophone.
That's quite nice.
It's a good idea. And it's a killer beat. It's really, really good drum beat.
Second line.
That's what was good about doing this album, is we could do things we couldn't do normally.
Yes.
Indeed. Couldn't see something like this coming.
Indeed. It was kind of the closest we've ever come to jamming songs out.
Yeah.
Actually, I do really like this.
Yeah, I quite like this song. There's a few songs on this album that we wouldn't play, and we've never played, and we wouldn't want to keep. But I think they're really good.
It's not really techno, though, isn't it? Listening back to it.
Some of the lyrics are vaguely techno-orientated.
Do they have any meaning at all?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they do. All the songs have meaning. The lyrics have meaning. I'm pretty sure. But in general, quite poor
lyrics. Yeah.
Very,
well,
not very good meanings.
We had enough time to do it.
Yeah. We were very. It was in New Orleans versus techno. It was like the two schools of kind of, you know, sort of very very traditional jazz music versus techno and like threats. And stuff like that.
All I can think of when I do this song is it Limelight Dive with the.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. What I think
that's all I can think of. There's a couple of lyrics like something like here they come walking with a this bit. Something to the ground, tracks to the ground, which is about like a shuffling.
It's pretty awesome that bit in that film where he puts a couple of years ago.
It's a good film. Oh, the other thing we haven't mentioned as well is that on this 24-hour album, every song is themed something versus something else.
Oh, we did. We mentioned that.
Did we?
Yeah, I did. So.
Did we mention
it? I don't know.
Shows how well this podcast is. Well, directors, yeah. Yes. The flawless director's commentary.
Well, there haven't been any good gaps of silence yet, I think.
And also, the other thing we need to bring up as well is how every song is themed something versus something else. That's quite important.
Didn't we already mention that?
No, I don't think we did. I don't think we covered it. It's quite important that we did.
Yeah, it. I think it's like Nick from Magnet Force said in this thing. This album really shows that the little things we're obsessed with.
Really? Did they say that?
Yeah, I think it does.
What, like what?
Well, later on there's like a lot of communism in there. You know, Pit Fighter. But we don't want to give that away.
Spoiler surprise. Yeah, album.
Are we assuming that people have already heard the 24-hour album?
Well, so. They're just listening to it, but that's talking over the top.
Absolutely.
That's their first time.
Because it's free to download.
What's next?
Okay,
Bass vs. Treble, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was your title now.
My title, but you essentially came up with the song.
Right? Yeah.
You tuned your guitar to some random tune.
Yeah, I just randomly did the pegs and played open chords and it came out like this.
They're open chords?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, was it random tuning, this one?
Yeah. Mm. Just completely random tuning. A tune which I use now for some new songs.
Even though
we dropped this note.
We kept this for a while. The best songs off this, seven or eight songs off this, we re-recorded for the CD that we put out properly just afterwards. And I'm really pleased with that, how they came out. But now we've dropped most of those again.
A bit cult.
I think a tip for the future, what we're going to do is do the vocals as we go, wasn't it?
We'll definitely do this.
That was hell. Well,
that was kind
try
of
trying to mix them down as we go as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. We learnt a lot recording the album in 24 hours because we recorded all the instruments straight out as we went along.
Pretty painlessly.
Mm. We'd write the song with, you know.
That took us to about 12-1, I think.
12-1, yeah. It took about 12 hours.
To go and see the gig.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Should we say that now or should we come back?
We'll tell it at the point.
Okay. And then after all the instruments have been recorded, then I added all the vocals and the saxophone. So basically, I didn't do anything except writing until. Oh, and I played guitar though. I played guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but then at the very, then so after everything else was done, I went insane in the small hours of the morning while everyone else was kind of dozing off. And
it was horrible to watch.
So
this bit is the battle of bass versus treble.
Okay, awesome.
I don't know if anyone got.
So who wins?
Listen.
Bass, because
what goes on this one?
It's the last thing to play.
Fight.
That's so lame.
Where's my playing? And that's awesome.
That's treble. Treble.
No. The last note you can hear.
Last note is me.
And two I did treble. Played Evo.
Yeah,
let's
figure it out.
Okay.
This is my first one, which is
Zombie versus
Robots. Yeah. Which I quite like the riff for it.
Say you had an obsession with zombies.
Yeah, zombies. Zombie versus Robot Zombie as well. I mean,
you like the riff and just don't like how we play it.
No. I like the riff and I like how we play it. I just don't like. I've never found anything I could fit over the top. Yeah, that's happened.
Well, how we did play it. Now it's dropped.
Yeah. No. It's fun as well. So the point of the lyrics in this one is it's zombie versus robot zombie. and it's sort of, again, tradition versus technology.
Like agriculture versus industry.
Something like that, yeah. So, sort of, you know, the traditional zombie way of killing people versus robot zombie where, you know, we've got like lasers and robot arms and crush people's skulls into metal cores.
I wrote the guitar part for this before you wrote the chords for this, and somehow it fitted over the top. When you were writing the verse, I was just playing this.
And that is the magic of the 24 hour album.
It is. Because you can put any piece of crap. Actually, I was quite impressed with the whole album.
It came out really well.
Yeah.
My favourite part is the bit that Owen does that I kept trying to pinch people. That.
So far we've got a song that we played on, then a song you played Evo on, then a song you played Evo on, and now suddenly just...
did nothing.
Strummed the note, which is probably the best of the song.
Best bit.
But that was a work-related injury, wasn't it? Very easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. True. Unfortunately not to, to just strum.
It's so funny about all the blood and guts, you
very
see,
true.
Because the robot doesn't have all the blood and guts. And the zombie, while attacking people, will smear them with his blood and guts.
does the robot zombie still eat brains?
Yeah, absolutely. Robot brains. Something about like border maps of the homes of the stars, because you've got a taste for the very best or something like that. You know, like he's obviously famous for his brains.
Nice is Border Hat versus Hannibal Mustard.
Oh, I hate guitar part in this song. Really hate that guitar.
This one's
good.
This is Bowler Hat versus Handlebar Mustache, and this only got dropped very recently. I still don't quite like it. Does this have the triplets? This version? Or did
no, we did. We added some bits on later on.
There's some bits to this song in the later version we did that I really like. In fact, that's the kind of the reason I really like
it. It is that one might later part of the song.
I seem to remember you just making it up on the spot as well when you were recording it.
Oh, it was really good. You were bored.
Any stories about the music for this? Because I remember you saying to me about a week ago that you hated the music as soon as it came out of your guitar.
Yeah, I think so. I think part of it is just that it's annoying to play as well. I couldn't stand it. And the song itself, I didn't like that much. Yeah, it was the rule of once it's there, it's down, that's it.
And it was hard because you have to do it all, you have to go with whatever.
Yeah.
We did a really good job, but it was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was tough. Especially having to do 24 songs.
I think we sort of like went really well for the first half of the songs. And then towards the end, it was just... Yeah. You'll hear them, they're just getting very sort of...
I cannot wait to do probably some of the ones later on. Because also, when it gets later on, it gets the less vocals I had. So the way I was approaching writing the vocals was literally... To have the song set up on the thing, listen to it once through, write down some words, listen to it again, write the completed lyrics, then sing the whole thing, and that was it. That was, you know.
Oh, Magnus Boris, dude.
This is Chris's. I know Chris's title.
Oh, we did it now. It's still, but it's a bit faster.
Yeah. Just and it's a bit tighter as well.
Yeah, and it has that rubbish ending.
Yeah. And it has a better middle bit as well.
Yeah, it does sound quite slow.
It sounds really slow.
Yeah, this is Magnet 4 fighting.
Yeah, if you go and screw this up, then you'll get no graves because there'll be no
best line
because
in the album.
Unicorn will have eaten.
Magnet 4, a friend's band of ours.
That we should explain that.
Too wussy to do their own 24 hour.
Yeah,
I know. Like, we're assuming that they're the only people who are going to be listening to this anyway.
They're a good band, also, check them.
So, Magnet 4, in case you guys are listening and you don't know who you are.
Suck. Suck.
No, really. Oh, the end looks terrible. Aneurysm by Nirvana, isn't it?
But we didn't have an ending for it, did we? So we had
no, just
random noise.
Hey, Nirvana are a big famous band.
So next, my ideas started getting a bit thin.
Like, song two.
Yeah.
You say that, but this secretly is one of my favourite songs.
What is it?
I say song.
What is it?
Piece
this
of
is
music.
Speed versus Scale.
Mm.
Mighty Speed versus Scale.
Well, I accidentally cut off Alex's first word when I'm mixing it.
It was good to know that I wasn't cheating.
Who wins on this version?
It's not me, I wuss out first. This was like a competition of speeding up a riff and seeing who cracked first. And if you listen, I crack way before everyone. Even though it's pretty easy.
I don't know why I stand up straight when I talk to you.
It's, well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sleep versus quality.
Quality. See,
me and you go down too easy on that song.
Yeah, yeah. It's not very fast either, it's a bit lame. There's probably some speed metal people out there saying that's lame. It's like so slow, yeah.
Napalm Death probably practiced in this room actually.
Okay, this is Shark versus Plane.
Imagine that.
Mm. Which is Alan's next one.
Well, I think basically I just came up with that bass line and you came up
put
with
like a disco beat.
Disco beat over it. And
I still would like to play this song live just once.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once.
We're doing those gigs that no one likes us. I will make sure it lasts for about 20 minutes.
Only speed versus scale straight up for 10 more minutes.
Alex. I don't know that song. More saxophone. And I like my lyrics. I'm proud of one of the, I think I'm probably proudest of these lyrics, I think. Because I just thought of the shot. You said Shark versus Plane.
Yeah.
I don't know where you came from that. And I just thought
I have no idea.
And
yeah.
I was sketching out ideas. And as you can see, if you actually have the official limited edition version of the album, I drew a picture of a shark superimposed over a plane. And that's why I... Because, you know, you think about it, sharks and some fish like that, you just look at them from above, they kind of look like planes. So, you know, all these lyrics about something in the water that can't be in the water, something in the water that can't swim because it's like a plane in the water, and like a shark, a giant shark flying through the air, probably eating other planes. I just... Yeah.
Do any of these songs reach any conclusions about which would win?
Well, we said bass versus treble, bass probably won.
And
guitar versus sun.
It's sun that would win.
Well, no. Well, actually, not what I said. What I described at the end.
Steve
Vai
was
guitar versus
the guitar.
Exactly. I think what I described at the end is that the sun is forced into supernova by the guitar. The guitar, of course, is consumed.
So they're both bad.
Lobby versus robot zombie. It's from the zombie's point of view, and it's very scornful of the robot zombie. So take what you will from that. Gold hat versus handlebar moustache is the lyrics are too.
Who cares who wins? They're both as good as each other.
There we go. That, at this point, it just became a song about kind of Victorian dating etiquette. Mm-hmm. There were no winners and no losers in that.
I do like this song.
I like the sax in it. Reminds me. You remember the film Tank Girl?
I do, but I'm not very well.
That is your second reference to Tank Girl.
It's not a bad film.
Did you see it like 2 years ago?
No, I haven't seen it for years.
Is that the one with Ice-T and Kangaroo?
Yeah.
I've seen it, but it's a long time ago. I don't know.
And they do this weird sort of poetry sax thing at the end. It's like this. A bit sort of crazy. Not yet.
From me, guitar playing point of view. This song again is something that I really wanted to do. But we never get the chance to do like a proper album. They're making the delay noises.
Right. Well, we should try.
Yeah. The kind of sound, not sound.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
There's just a wash of sound.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
So just me, you know, in sat on the floor, turning diamonds.
Yeah.
Or pretending you're Johnny Greenwood or something.
Yeah. Pretty much it.
I love that.
Did it end like that, or was it cut like that?
I think that's the way it actually ended. I think I'm pretty sure. This is because this you had no idea when.
No,
the
no
end
idea.
Was.
I had no idea what the end was. I just thought it was just honking, and I figured you'd just cut it. This is my next one, which is what's it called?
Evil Twin versus Redhead Stepchild.
You know, this is the one I can never remember the title.
Yeah,
because the title seems to bear no resemblance to the thing.
Yeah.
It did have a point. What was the point of the lyrics of this song? I don't really like it. This is one of the ones where I actually wrote all the lyrics for it at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know. I wrote the music because it was easy. and I'd just written the Zombie vs. Robot Zombie and I wanted to do the opposite. And the lyrics are meant to be Able to Invest in Redheaded Stepchild. Why is it, how does it connect? I can't remember. There's a reason. Okay, so there is the Redheaded Stepchild and or Evil Twin or whatever. It's kind of someone who is like has a miserable childhood or something. And then the lyrics are about like people, like how sort of gets fixated on people who show
kindness. You know, Jimmy McGovern probably turned that into a TV show.
James, you're playing percussion on this?
Yeah, djembe. Well, it's just trying to do something else, wasn't it? But
that was the thing with it. I'm just trying something different every song.
I don't really like this song.
I hate my guitar part on it. It was the one song where I didn't use Ebro and I should have done.
See, I quite like your guitar playing.
This is a weird bit here.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know where this came from. Was this me or you? Or like,
who this is you. This is you.
It's some weird...
And Chris, are you playing Casio? Yeah.
Casio. It's like the zombie song.
Got a lot of use of that on this album.
I did because I really hate three guitarists. So that's why the most of
Yeah, because most of my ones I play.
All of your ones?
All of my ones I play guitar on. Yeah, that's it. All my songs I play guitar on, which is unusual for me as well. Which is also why, for all of my ones, the lyrics are among the batch that came at the very end of the night, because I wasn't writing lyrics as we went along. I was concentrating too much on. Dude, what is this gear?
A bit of Star Trek at the end there.
Star Trek. My apologies for a drop in audio fidelity. I've shifted my mic.
This is the song of the album.
This sums up. Yeah.
The whole idea for this one was that I'd just do that insane noise and someone else would write a song for me.
And it happened like that.
This is Fuzz Probe versus Blue Box.
The story.
The Fuzz Probe and the Blue Box.
Guitar pedals.
So it's when he just turned both on. And the Fuzz Probe's kind of got a copper plate on that you can control by touching. Good sounds. You wanted to play this at the Rainbow, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we should go some dance label in so we can get rid of this.
And are you just spouting random...
Yes, I had...
You get Steve Vai in it.
I get Steve Vai in this one because we'd already been arguing about Steve Vai and how famous he was. I mean, I basically wrote down a list of words and then connected those words with arrows and then attempted to tell a story.
You succeeded on every level. The best thing, the song stops.
Yeah.
It was meant to stop. And then James started playing again.
So I remember
Owen had to stop
bursting into hysterics.
Yeah. He did that. Like I sat there, put everything down ready.
Here we go. So Owen has stopped.
Here we go.
End of song.
Or not.
No one is responsible for that.
No one.
I'd run out of lyrics.
But you know what? You managed to write lyrics to a song called Post Progressive Blue Box, so I wouldn't feel too bad about it.
I'm sure I've got dinosaur eggs in there as well, which I'm quite nice.
Man, we've run out of stuff to say about this one, haven't we?
You cannot describe, like, it's like trying to review an album, right? You can never really review like some of what an album sounds like. You cannot describe in words the glory of that song.
Yeah, you know you can't.
You can't. You try to. I'm trying to remember what's next.
Okay, next we have Alan versus Alex versus Chris versus James versus Owen.
Ah, this was our 80s cheese thing, and we recorded this. Do you remember when Alex and Owen had gone to buy blank CDs?
Ah, they went after. They went after this one.
Did they?
Yeah, because.
They definitely weren't here for the next one.
Yeah,
no.
But the whole idea of this one was meant to be everybody played a guitar solo at the end, and for some reason mine got cut, and James was twice as long as everybody else.
And I'm the only one that can't play a guitar at all.
Oh, what a riff, though. Digital metalizer.
It's done lyrics as well. I had no idea what I'm singing.
You can imagine us all now doing the devil dance. You know what this was inspired by as well, music? This could do I think like where it's like the first bit and then just chorus again. It's quite a film. Oh yeah.
There's probably some bands out there that love this song.
Yeah, it's great! This was just literally, you know, I felt like I didn't have to make the note make any sense. It could just be done rock lyrics.
You're right, though. There are some bands we have played with.
They love this. It's just exactly the sad right. State of the music industry today. It's just this.
We do it.
Everyone plays this.
Yeah,
we do it. We do it because it's funny.
Yeah.
There's Alex.
Ready? Yeah, that's you.
Okay. Who's that?
It's me.
Oh, it's
here
me.
We go. There we go.
It's almost there, it's almost on that note.
Yep, you reached it.
So does Owen end? Yeah. Was this where I was meant to go?
Yeah.
In the wrong alphabetical order.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Basically, it's a lame idea.
It was a good idea.
Okay, well, we've got to explain the next one. So Alex and Owen both left at this point to go and get some more CDs.
So there was nobody to stop us.
It was just me, Chris and Alan. And I thought... what would be funny to do, so country versus metal.
This, of course, this song everybody loves.
This is the best one. We should play this live.
No, we should do. We should.
Don't say that. People start requesting it again.
Anybody listen to this, song we ever. Will never play this live.
This is so original. No one else does this.
The best bit about it, though, is the switch back from metal to country.
Yeah, the vocal is amazing.
I've got to say, yes, I am proud. Yeah. I am proud of it. It was one take vocal. There's no. This is not too important. Two takes.
And the lyrics are pretty.
It's very comical when we got back and played it to the other team. Oh, they got back and played it to the other team.
Yeah.
Didn't know what we did.
See, that change back is good.
I'm a dime. I'm a dime. On the road, I ain't got nobody.
The vocals are very nice.
I'm proud that I managed to get them without, you know, all straight through.
Did you do this one last?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I did because I knew I'd have to.
I remember lying down.
Scream your voice.
I almost all lying down at that point.
I think I pretty much lay down.
I pretty much had to blow my. I pretty much had to blow my voice out to get around your chorus round.
And it's not easy to
accept. Is that the Metalizer again as well?
Yeah. It's. The lyrics are drive. Lots of people don't understand it. It's a drive. It's because it's a country song about truck
stop.
Dying, isn't it? What's this?
This is Pirates vs. Ninjas. This is Alan's next one.
Pretty lame.
You recorded this one,
right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we did. I'm pretty sure you recorded, me and Owen were still away when you recorded this one.
Yeah, I think you are.
This is one of my favourite songs on the album.
Is it really?
Really?
Oh, it's a bit sort of like rock ballad.
Muse, isn't it?
It is slightly music. Again, though, it's trying to have something different to do on each song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought we'd done the first bass.
Yeah, I went a bit overboard a bit on the first bass on this one. It's like settings all the way up.
So is this related to Pirates vs. Ninjas?
You know what? I can't remember. I may have been going insane.
There's a Sail Away.
Sail Away, yeah. Yeah, Pirates vs. Ninjas.
You have to remember, though, that by a certain point, doing this, we all had gone a bit.
Was this after we'd seen the gig?
No, we went versus Mecha Lenin was the first song after the gig, was it?
Yeah.
So there's not many more actually till the gig.
No, we're sort of getting a bit tired now, thinking, well, we've got to get going soon. So.
Yeah,
I quite like this music. I don't know. It's one of those songs that I probably can't see past my own vocals.
That's the one. It's like
I don't remember what these notes are. Honestly, don't. If I ever related them to ninjas in my head, it's long since gone. Maybe it was the like these all this list of didn't register to vote, didn't spell, didn't speak. Maybe these are all things that ninjas don't do. You know, being ninjas.
Well, they don't need to vote, do they? They're not. But you do. You're right. You only think about the part you did, don't you, at the time. You don't like to tell much on this.
That's not terrible. Yeah.
Again, I've heard other Birmingham bands play worse songs than this. What's next?
Okay. Girls versus Politics.
Oh, this is.
I like this one. The pop song, isn't it?
Mine?
Yeah.
Sounds like Polaris.
Yeah, there's a band called Polaris. Not the most famous band called Polaris, but the other band called Polaris. And this really sounds kind of good.
I do like
it. But in a good way.
Yeah.
Girls vs. Politics, and it's about a guy who's, like, like trying to make be as interesting as possible, which is a mistake.
I guess I like all parts of this as well. It's great. Just can't see us ever playing live.
Tell you what's gonna happen when I go solo.
Yeah,
right. Like, and like, we're big and famous, and I go solo, and I have my entire solo album, right? And then everyone's shouting Devin Case Jones songs. I'll play this song at the very end, you know.
I'll play Citizen. That'll teach him to never shout for Devin Case Jones. I've been watching all the right
movies and filling up all the right days. Cool.
Probably should put another note.
No, it's nice.
Oh, another disagreeing song. Disagreement.
What is this song called?
Hook Hands versus Piglet.
Okay, cool.
I actually like this.
I think it's an awesome guitar sound.
Yeah, but it's the worst chord signature I've ever read. And the best keyboard part I've ever read.
Yeah, the keyboard part.
I remember when you were doing the vocals, it was all you could hear coming out of your headphones was that keyboard part.
I remember I was in hysterics. Yeah. Like, just looking at each and every one of you just laughing.
Hook Hands versus Peglegs, I think the lyrics to this are something to do with affliction, don't mind the afflicted. Hook Hands versus Peglegs, you know, different people. People are disfigured in different ways.
But not many people are disfigured with Hook Hands.
I know. Like, people are disfigured in different ways and they mock each other and you're like, well, you're disfigured. You know, I reckon it's probably quite poor the lyrics to this song. All things considered. But I do quite like when I play the saxophone.
It reminds me of the Sin City thing.
Yeah.
I do like
something. That's the
edit. I think that's every game pad right now. For a long time. That's how I like that.
It's very computer game, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
That's the problem. When computer game music is awesome.
Of the way you're just holding that one key for the entire section on the Casio. It's great.
But you know what? When I was doing
Chris
my
is going to be
bits,
Jean-Michel Jarre.
Exactly. When I was doing my keyboard bits, I couldn't hear what I was playing because we were going out of the headphone socket.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Thing. So I couldn't hear at all what I was doing. So, yes. So we'd been to the gig now, haven't we? We'd come back to do this.
What's
which
this?
Is Lennon vs.
Okay,
Michael Lennon.
We went to a gig as well as recording this album. We went to a gig in the evening.
And it was running late, so we had
to
watch two.
To watch, though, we weren't playing. It's just a friend's. It's the Days, wasn't
days,
it?
Yeah.
And some other.
The Days.
Other friends' bands.
And there were other bands there, I believe.
Yeah.
It was good. We were glad we went. It was fun. And then we came back and.
And did this.
It's Lennon vs. Michael Lennon, which is very, very similar, really, if you think about it. Zombie vs. Robot.
That's what it is, yeah.
But you know, who wouldn't want to see Lennon fucking Michael Lennon? That's the problem.
Concept being that, you know, Lennon fighting an enormous bronze statue.
But that's the problem as well with this 24. The concept behind it is impossible to come in with nothing.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Even subconsciously, because there's things you like.
Yeah.
That's alright.
Yeah, that's
a good
song.
That's
alright.
Is that one?
I don't really
know. Oh, the next one. Right. I was at So I was at this gig and I was just really tired. So what's the sequence I did? It's basically. I can't remember what the sequence was.
I remember
was.
You writing it down for me and me looking at the piece of paper thinking, why have you done that? That means nothing to me. That's lines.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's the sequence that I tried to do the song.
Yeah. It's really good.
Everyone hated me.
Yeah, because it took us... This song by far took us the longest to record.
I think it took us 24 hours. I do.
And I didn't play anything. So I just sat there.
It was hellish.
Yeah.
And there are quite a few bits in it we can hear. I almost screw.
We're going to resurrect. You're going to resurrect the rhythm of this. We're going to use it for something because it's really good.
I think I can play it now as well.
Took me ages to work out.
I remember coming up with this title on the way back.
Yeah, Birds vs. Forest.
And
this is another random tuning.
Yeah, no, it's everybody in the room picked a note and I tuned a string to that note. And I remember, I can't remember, I think it was the B string. And Dave Rock was here. And so he suggested the most farcically low note he could think of. So the tune was.
Two strings the same as well.
Yeah,
they?
Both F sharp.
Yeah.
This is great though, this has got it's verse, verses, chorus.
And
yeah, I think you should explain that.
See, you got the gap, there's a gap of some number and some number in between. You play a verse and a break, then you play two verses, and a gap, and then you play a chorus.
Yeah. The title is the structure of the song.
And this one still survived, didn't it?
We're very proud of that.
Yeah.
I think it's one of our crowning achievements, that stupid little pun. Turned into a song.
We still play this now.
Oh yeah, we do. No, I really like this song.
I do. Really
it came out really well.
Debo again.
Yep.
Surprising.
But I tweaked the lyrics and the vocals in the version we came out. They're quite different.
And the rhythm's a little different as well.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, I like it faster as well.
Yeah. I do like this, it's just a shame. It's just a shame.
Yeah. Take a guitar just for
this. Just for this song, yeah. And there's no way I'm writing another song in that tune.
I think the end of the second verse there, or the third verse, whatever, the end of that section, right, shows what I would do while recording vocals. If I would do them in the first take, and unless I cut them up completely. And if I miscounted the amount of measures, I would just go back to the first line again. You know, I'd just start singing the first. I would repeat the last line and as many times as I need to. So that version, I didn't remember that, but I just sing the first line of the whole song again, just because I ran out of lines. Ran out of lyrics, so I just go back to the start.
It was quite a quick one to do as well, because the music, I just played it. It was in that tune, I just played it, I didn't write it, I just played it.
46 second song,
right?
Who's
is this one?
This is my. This is Molded Plastic Neon Jesus versus Guesstimate Jones and the Testicle Scream. A song that quite shortened a bit.
Yeah.
You might as well put in a set.
Yeah.
There's no point in leaving it out.
That's fine. 46 seconds.
Very good song playing.
I was worried I'd screw up the intro. We're here, Vienna, coming a bit. The sound around town makes you come up
42. Sounds slow as well. Everything ends up being twice as fast.
So next is the best song on the album, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it then. What is it? Oh, sweet.
I think this was the worst game in the world versus the loudest game in the world.
Yeah, pretty much. We have a games console in our practice room. The point here is that we have Narc in one speaker, and Pit Fighter in the other speaker. We started playing, you know, we recorded one, and then recorded the other, and then we mixed them together.
And Owen said to me, "I'm going to do Pit Fighter versus Narc. It's sweet, that's a good idea for some." And then he explained to me what he wanted it to be. And I thought, oh.
Hey, is it Narc versus Pitfight or Pitfight versus Narc?
It's Narc versus
Pitfight. Narc versus
Pitfight. I hope we don't get sued for copyright.
Pitfighter is an awful game. Narc is an incredibly loud game. The Pixies did a cover of the theme from Narc. If you play Narc, I don't understand how they conceivably heard the theme. All it is like
that.
Is machine gun fire. Machine gun fire and screams.
Yeah. Basically, all it is a recording straight from the TV. As well, by the way. And both sort of pan in slowly as well. It's very hard to tell unless you've got headphones on, but they do pan in.
Okay, this one was
I don't know if it's music, but I think it is art.
It is.
This one was quite funny. This is a friend of ours, Julian Powell, came round.
The mighty Julian Powell. Who can play every instrument.
Yeah, he's one of those annoying, talented people. And he was playing kit, and I was playing djembe.
Yeah.
And this one's called Marmalade versus Jam. And I really like it because the way the Alex's vocals on that, I just think they're funny.
Yeah. So Julian came up with the title, didn't he?
Yeah, Marmalade versus Jam.
And this was recorded earlier, wasn't it?
Yes, it was recorded earlier in the day. We've got a couple of guest spots coming up, which are songs that we based around other people. This was based around Julian. So. And I also what I'm quite pleased with on this song is that I play guitar and saxophone and sing.
At the same time.
I did it live, but yeah, I hope not. It was a little intense.
Probably just got my awful solo on as well, yeah. That strange synth sound.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't remember. To be honest, I may not have listened to this song all the
time. I've never listened to this song.
I don't think I've either, no.
How long is it? Come on,
20 minutes for a while.
This is like an outro of some dodgy American sitcom.
Almost certain I asked for Janet.
If you listen as well, you can tell that us three have, well, me, Owen and Chris, have no idea where to change chords.
No, no,
it's
no, no.
Pretty random. Well, and Alex is obviously...
Yeah.
It's like two of us. Yeah, let's not become a jazz band.
Yeah,
see, there you go.
That's good.
I didn't even realise that was on there. It shows how many times I've listened to this.
I didn't suppose even know technically that. It's a solo. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me go.
Never knew that was there. Wow.
Not very good. I think by this point as well, with the mixing, we kind of don't care anymore.
Yeah. No, this is... Well, as it progresses, you can really tell that because.
Because we were going insane.
Yes.
So we have to wait for the computer to upload the files.
Yeah, the technical aspect is quite boring, but it was what drove us the most insane. Wasn't the writing, wasn't me recording all my vocals at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was mixing it.
It was mixing it because we were using a computer system that required us to compress all the files and decompress all the files, or transferring the files. It was just
forever.
Nightmare.
And there's photos of us all sat in that room.
Yes. Falling asleep, going insane.
I haven't seen any of these photos.
They're on the website, are they? Are they on the website?
They're not on the website.
You need to fix that. Yeah. They will be on the website.
Eventually. Oh, watch your space.
I don't think that's right at all. Yeah, so... Yeah,
this was recorded earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the next one wasn't, was it? The next one is still in...
It's in order.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. What's this one? It's Dave, isn't it?
It's Dave.
Yeah, the next one's Richard Jones versus the Chumps.
Yeah.
Do we need to explain who Richard Jones is, or should we not?
Yeah, why not? Explain it.
Richard Jones is, but basically, when we were at school, we went to a school on a Saturday morning. It was run by the music service, and he ran the rock and pop thing. And he's responsible for us being a band in a way.
Mm. Pretty much.
It was a place for us to practice and equipment to use. And, you know, he had his faults. You know, he's slightly disorganised, but. He's a really nice guy, and Dave was there as well, so we all kind of went to the music service and to Richard Jones.
But it was really good though, because it, in a way, you know, it forced us to have to use crap equipment. You know, we had no choice, you know, and get a good sound of it, exactly. Yeah, so.
And this is Dave.
That's me.
Rock. It's Say Rock wailing.
Over E.
Dave is the drummer before me.
Yes.
He's number two.
Dave was here, and Dave was a super nice guy.
It's another one. Another one of these annoying guys that can just play
anything. Yeah, he can play anything. And so, yeah, he's the drummer, yeah, this is him.
Playing guitar.
A little bit too long.
Yeah.
Well, we were just sitting there watching Dave, weren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
We weren't taking in how long it was going on, we were just watching him wail.
Wait, were all three of us playing guitar in this song?
We probably were.
Yeah. I can't remember. I think I might be playing guitar in this song as well, because it was just E, right?
Yeah,
it was
just E.
Already feels like we've been off for 5 minutes.
Oh, wait.
What was that name?
I think I was forcing an ending there.
Look, it's ending.
End it.
That's like... Yeah, both of those last two, I think, would make fine television theme music.
They would.
I do like this.
What's this one called? I can never remember the difference in the title.
Us versus them.
Us versus
them. So this is where we all wrote a chord down on a piece of paper and passed it around, and you couldn't see what the other person had written. And I played it.
And this is the order
and
as well.
Yeah, it shows the order. So it was my chord first. And yours then. So it was your C.
C United,
and James is G sharp.
Mine was D sus.
Oh no, wait. James's chord was first, I'm sure it was.
Does it matter? Really does it matter?
G minor 7th or something.
Well, mine was
I remember having some problems with one of my cables, and then I changed it for another cable. My cable had a problem with
it. Hey, come on, what are the stories we got to tell about this song?
What about the lyrics? Anything?
As versus them, it's like wanting to get away, you know, like a couple being against the rest of the world. To get away. That's versus them, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And we still.
Oh, yeah.
I say practice it.
Yeah, I know. But this is still in our set because you don't need to practice it. You might as well.
It's pretty easy.
Every now and again we play it.
By the next song, by this point, we were desperate to finish recording.
As you can tell from the clicks being still.
Yeah, when we mixed it, there's the only song we clicks in. Yeah. And it doesn't end properly either, that goes on a bit long.
You can hear us all cheering in the background.
Yeah, it's just set the beginning. Yeah.
And of course, the lyrics just go. It's me versus you. So it is, and it literally is me versus you. You know, yeah. But the lyrics. But then I have the lyrics in the second verse about Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe's, like, comparisons with films. Which.
Those are the best lines in the song.
Yeah, clearly.
I remember I had to force the music for this. It was the last one, and everyone else had equal code, so I just thought, screw it. We'll do it. It's this bit. I mean, it's fair.
And the only one I remember thinking, we're going to make the last one really, really good, aren't we? And we did.
If only we'd put those two this way around.
But you know, if you get this far into this album without skipping a track, then.
Yeah, do you think anyone's still listening?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're still out there listening,
Rob,
well done.
Listening
well done, yeah.
Mention.
Yeah. Fair play. Or you're very Rob. Bored.
You suck.
But you know, taking the whole thing into consideration, haven't we?
It's a brilliant achievement. And also, we're going to do it again.
Yes.
We're writing recording for our next proper album at the moment, but then probably after that, we'll see if we can get some time to do another 24 hours.
Around Christmas might be great.
Yeah.
Not 24 tracks, though, this time.
Yeah, why not?
Not 24 tracks.
But it's great,
the 24 tracks, doing an album with 24 tracks was James's idea, and somehow he used his legal training to hoodwink us into doing it. I think it was pretty much sort of something along the lines of, so we need to do 24 tracks, and we all went, no, we're not. And James was like, look over there, is that a bird? And we were like, what? Bird in here? And then when we looked back, it was like, so we're going to do 24 tracks, and we're going, yeah, did we just agree with that? Yeah, okay.
But you know, if you count this, that in a year, we did 33 songs.
Yeah, great. We were like, I mean, we're still nothing like, you know, the Rapala, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to go on this. This song.
It's like the last stand.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
We're done.
That's a good ending.
Wasn't it?
That's it. Oh, yeah, cheers in the end.
There's some cheers. Is there cheers at the end?
There's cheers.
It's not weeping.
A whoop.
It's not five broken men sobbing like girls.
I just thinking about it. By what point? Quite by about probably just before that, I drank 2 litres of pineapple juice that night.
If we made a list of all the things we'd eaten that day. Did we get pizza that day?
We had so much junk.
We had
food.
pizza. All my vocals donuts. Were recorded. Accompanied by a large packet of Tesco Taste the Difference cookies and a bottle of vanilla Coca-Cola, which I would, and between each song, I would take a bite of cookies, swig of Coca-Cola, and be like, next song!
If anyone's going to attempt this, bring a toothbrush. That's my advice.
Oh, yes. We had so much sugar and so much.
I think I'd eaten 1.5 bags of Skittles.
And we'd played a gig at Reading the night before.
Oh, yeah, we went down to Reading and played a gig the night before.
So it's really and then the day after... The Yeah, then the day after we played poker till 5 in the morning.
Oh my god.
What the hell are we doing?
I don't know, but I'd like to do it again.
Cool. Well, so that's it. Yep. Well, thanks for listening if you got this far.
Absolutely.
If you didn't,
you know,
we won't blame you.
We can say whatever we want about you because you're not even listening right now.
So screw you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like about those rumors we heard about your mother. I'm not confirming or denying them. I'm just saying there are rumours.
Okay. Thanks for listening, anyway. Okay.
We have been.
We're done.
Devlin Casey Jones doing our first podcast.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Expect more, less?
Yeah, more. Expect dramatic outtakes, recordings of interband rivalries,
acoustic versions,
interviews,
live tears, versions, laughter, sadness.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We really should end. James is desperate to end, isn't he?
I want to go now.
It's all right.
Yeah, it is. It is Sunday night, and it is.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to call
it. How do we end this?
That's it. Good night.
Good night. What if they listen to it in the morning?
Good morning.
Lunchtime.
Good afternoon.
I don't think you're just going to have to turn it off.
So long.
Should I just press stop?
Just turn off. Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait, no, don't press stop yet.
Wait.
Oh, no, do.
No.
Go. No, 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 no
Okay.
Turn off. See ya. Quickly as possible.
Bad luck for listening.
Right now.
Don't come back. Go. Stop.